فتى إلا ليلى سيف إلا ذو الفقار لا فتى إلا ليلى
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today, in tradition number 30 from the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, we want to look at the topic of the worst of friends. When we look in the verses of the Quran and the traditions of the Prophet and his noble family, we see an emphasis has been given on choosing the right friends, the right people to hang out with. And it's not done out of any other motive except for the fact that our friends actually do shape our identity as believers, as human beings. And so let us first look at the tradition from the Commander of the Faithful and then delve into the discussion of what he has to say to us. And he says the following: the worst of your brothers or friends is the one who continuously flatters you and hides your defects from you. In this tradition, the Commander of the Faithful gives us two important points to reflect upon, two important points to realize when we have friends and people that we like to be around with. And he tells us that of all of the friends that we can have, the worst of our friends are those who continuously flatter us. Now, we know in life that we love to be the focus of attention. We love people to speak about us, speak to us, speak with us. And sometimes we don't like to hear the truth from people. They say that the truth is bitter. The truth is a bitter pill to swallow. And sometimes a person may align him or herself with those individuals who will only say to them that which they like to hear. These are what we call yes men in our society. They don't want to rock the boat. They don't want to, say things which might be true, which are true, but which another person doesn't want to hear. And so such yes men are actually problems within our society because they will only want to maintain the status quo. They won't tell their friend when they're doing something wrong. They won't tell their friend that this is not the correct judgment to take. They won't tell their friend that what they are doing is completely unnecessary and not required. No, because they continuously flatter and want to boast, and maybe they have ulterior motives. Maybe they're receiving some compensation from this individual. Maybe they're on the payroll. And so they don't want to, change the status quo of the society. And so the Commander of the Faithful says that one of the traits of one of the worst people that you can associate with is one that continuously and constantly flatters you, because that will not help you change. Now, it's one thing to be a person who is offering constructive criticism, and it's one to be continuously somebody who is always being pessimistic and rude and unacceptable. So we have to draw the balance between the two. But we can't be embarrassed or shy to be people who offer constructive criticism. If you see something wrong and you can tell the person and they may change, then please go ahead and by all means, give that constructive criticism to the individual, to a community, to an organization, or even to a government, because all of us are fallible. We can make mistakes. And when we learn from one another, we actually learn to be the best. So the Commander of the Faithful says that one of the worst traits a person can have is to continuously flatter his friends. And the second thing he says is one who hides his defects. That is also a major problem within the religion of Islam. We should have friends who are not scared or embarrassed or shy to tell you when you made a mistake, when you do something wrong, when you have a defect within your character, because that's not to embarrass you or to highlight how you are, but rather that would be to help you change yourself, to make you a better human being, to make you a better person, to make you a better submitter to the rules of Allah. And so when we are able to teach and help one another in this way, to point out our defects, obviously not in a public gathering, in private, in our own homes, when we can do that, when we can actually point out our defects to one another, then we can actually improve ourselves, become better worshippers of Allah, become better human beings, and live ultimately within a better society, because we're looking out for one another. We are helping one another out, as the Quran tells us, that help one another out in goodness and piety, and dissuade one another from evil and rebellion. So as the words of the Commander of the Faithful mention, that we need to be those who look out for one another, who help one another, And if we're able to do so, then we can actually build a community, a society of believers who are serving and who are striving to submit to the orders of Allah and His Messenger and the noble family of the Messenger. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ali, 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 Ali,